ನಮಾಮಿ ಸಾಯೀಶ್ವರ ಪಾದ ಪಂಕಜಂ, ಕರೋಮಿ ಸಾಯೀಶ್ವರ ಪೂಜನಂ ಸದಾ, ವದಾಮಿ ಸಾಯೀಶ್ವರ ನಾಮ ನಿರ್ಮಲಂ, ಸ್ಮರಾಮಿ ಸಾಯೀಶ್ವರ ತತ್ವಮಯ. ವಿತ್ ಲವ್ ಅಂಡ್ ರೆವರೆನ್ಸ್ ಐ ಆಫರ್ ಮೈ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಫುಲ್ ಪ್ರಣಾಮ್ಸ್. ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ್ ಅಗೈನ್ ಎವ್ರಿವನ್. ಸೊ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಎ ಗುಡ್ ಲಂಚ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ರೆಡಿ ಟು ಟೇಕ್ ಎ ನ್ಯಾಪ್. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ವಂಡರ್ಫುಲ್ ಟು ಸೀ ದೋಸ್ videos where we have the darshan and we can hear the wonderful nectarine words of Bhagavan and also witness the wonderful humanitarian works that were done. So there are a couple of points Swami made there. So you should have drudha sankalpa. He says you should have the firm conviction. So whenever you have a firm conviction that whatever good work you do, God's grace is there. And he says, when he thinks, this is also called Vajra Sankalpa, he says, whatever he wants, it will be done. So to add a couple of rooms in our house, it took us in USA, in California, 1 year. Here the whole hospital of that magnitude was built in 6 to 7 months, which is nobody can. That itself is the greatest miracle on the earth, most beautiful building and with a wonderful equipment and physicians. That is really the one of the wonderful miracles. And also you have seen the water projects, how Swami's heart went out and providing the safe drinking water to these people. This provided not only the drinking water but decreased the morbidity and mortality of waterborne diseases. Particularly in Anantapur area, there is endemic fluorosis. So Swami, because of that water project, so many people were really saved. They have remarkably went down by 80% the problems because of fluorosis. That is wonderful to say. Coming back to the theme, so before that we were all watching that another video clip. I was there in the last part where Professor Kasturi was giving the background narration for Swami's talk. That is very important. Swami said, this dharma swarupa has not come in vain. Swami, the embodiment of dharma, he has come to provide us what? Liberation. Swami said, go and declare to everybody, here you got the secret of liberation. That is the whole purpose. I have narrated to you how Swami's love, so he saved us from illnesses, saved us from death, saved us from grief, and more important, even fulfill the petty desires. But the greatest boon Swami has come to give us is liberation itself. So that we are not caught again and again in this cycle of birth and death. Because once one disease Swami cures, something else will come. Something or other will be coming. That you can't avoid. But the greatest thing is, greatest suffering is just this cycle of birth and death. So if you follow his teachings, we get out of this cycle of birth and death, and once for all, grief is gone. Swami says we will realize our true nature, which is divinity and Ananda Swarupa. That is why the greatest love God has for humanity is the eternal and changeless, the one without attributes, name and form, that is Nirguna Nirakara. The one who is not confined by time, space and causation. The one who is attributeless. That has come down for redemption of the mankind to take this beautiful form and sweet name and giving us this wonderful message. That is the greatest boon for all mankind. Because we are all caught up in this web. Everybody is fond of WWW, World Wide Web. So we are all caught up in this web. What is that web? Swami says, WWW, wealth, wealth, wealth. Morning to evening, man is going around pursuit of wealth, getting money. Like the goes around the sun, the earth, Swami said, man is going around money, money, money. So he showed us how to get out of this web. What is the secret? Same WWW, work, worship and wisdom. That is karma, bhakti and jnana. With that, we get rid of this web. That is why he has Swami's teachings. is the panacea for all ills. If we just practice them, we get that. That is how we do that. Is Swami says, all our sadhanas we do, whether it is bhajan practice, service, or we do the study circles, we do everything is for one thing, purity, purity of the heart. That is why Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. If we are not pure, if our service is causing more agitation and impurities, that is no good. Same thing, our bhajan, whatever. That is why Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So if you want to just see God, you be pure. And Swami also, one time, they had a conference in Rome many years ago, and they wanted a message from Swami. And Swami said, unity is divinity, purity is enlightenment. The minute we are pure, we are enlightened. No more needed for any more sadhana. Once we are pure, we are no more any sadhana is needed. So because Swami says our very nature, we are divine. We are all divine, we are all love. That is why Swami said, his very name says Sai Baba. What does it mean? S-A-I, Sai, see always inside. Instead of going outside, what do you see? Baba, B-A-B-A, being, awareness, bliss and Atma, Satchidananda. Because we are that embodiments of love, we are that Satchidananda Swarupa. Only we have to go inside, then we will get that. And that we can get only by purity. And how do you get the purity? Getting rid of the impurities. Swami says, we are divine, we are love. Why you are not feeling that? Because we are covered with the impurities. Swami gives the beautiful example. You go to a mirror, you want to see a reflection. If it is the mirror is covered with dirt, you can't see. Similarly, you remove the dirt, you can see your reflection. So just what all we need to do is get rid of the impurities. Another example Swami says is, like the fire, it is covered with ash. You blow off the ash, there is impurities, you already, fire is there. Also, Swami gives another example, sun. Sun is covered with the clouds. Always sun is blazing sun, like we have that fire of wisdom. So just the clouds go away, the sun automatically shines. So what we need is to get rid of our impurities. That is why Swami says the whole spirituality is travel from immorality to the immortality, from duality to non-duality, from ignorance to wisdom, and from darkness to light. This is the whole travel. For that, purity is very important. How to have these purities? Just I'll give the highlights of what I learned at the Divine Lotus Feet. So when you want to get the purity, two things you need to get rid of. First is, the major fault with a lot of us, whether you are in the world, whether in the spiritual organization, is finding faults with others. That is the greatest bane for a spiritual seeker. That is why Jesus said, don't try to look at the speck in somebody else's eye, but look at the beam in your own eye. And Holy Mother Sharada Devi, the consort of Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna, she used to say that, my child, if you want to have peace in life, don't find fault with others. Embrace everybody as your very own. And what does our Swami says? Swami says, if you show one finger to others, three fingers are showing towards you. So always look at your own faults. Because this is very important. Because always, naturally, most of us tend to look at the faults in others. So just, if don't criticize others. That is the determination we should make sure. Then you may say, somebody else may criticize others. What to do? It is good for you. Swami says, actually Swami quoted one time Mahabharata, whenever somebody criticizes you for no faults of yours, you get his punya, his merit, and your sins will go to him. So actually he is doing a favor. Somebody wants you give back balance, he gives to you and wants to take your debts. Won't you be happy? So really, if you have that attitude that when somebody is criticizing you, no fault yours, you get his good merit and he gets your sins. So that is why you should have that attitude of not finding faults with others. I can tell you, I relate to you a wonderful incident. One Mr. Gopal Rao, some of you might know, he was the chairman of Andhra Bank, and Swami performed his centenary celebration in the Sai Kolwant Hall in a very grand scale because he was a wonderful devotee. And I know him and his family. So he told me one time very interesting thing. So Swami was, he was going with Swami in the car, and Swami told him, Gopal Rao, tell this particular devotee, he was a Shetty, he was living in the ashram, that he is not behaving properly to behave right. So just, then Mr. Gopal Rao gave a wonderful answer. So Swami, he said, he has been a devotee for many more years than me, 25 years. I am here with you only few years. So what can I tell? And second thing is, that man was a businessman. Swami is a businessman. He gave away his business. Just he did more sacrifice for you. So what can I tell him? Swami was listening. Then he says, Swami, I have so many faults of my own. I need to correct. So what can I tell him to correct himself? Swami was happy. Then he said, Swami, you are the Lord of the universe. If he doesn't listen to you, so why will he listen to me? So then Swami said beautifully, in Telugu, he said, Em cheptavo chustamani cheppanu. Just he says, I wanted to test you what you will said. So Swami, God is testing. He says, I got on the right side. He says, Lesina kalam manchidi. Telugu people, a lot of Telugu people are. So just I got on the right side of my bed, Swami. I am lucky to give this answer by your grace. Because even God tests you how you fall in trap. Because even Sri Krishna is known to, the mischievous, sometimes they try to put little string. Even, I remember, Swami used to do that. Swami used to give a couple of saris to my wife and my mother. And then he called me and my wife and my sister-in-law. Oh, your mother-in-law keeps nice saris, gives you the cheapy saris. He just wants to try to play the game. And he does that to the devotees in the officers also. He tells, just to see how we react, because Swami is above all that, but he doesn't want us to fall into the trap, because this is all a game for him. For him, everything is Leela, but we should be careful not to have this thing. So we should always be critical, seeing, am I finding faults with others? And second thing is, whenever we do, another things to get rid of is mamakara and ahankara. Always, we have two problems. I am doing this, I want to have the results for this. Everything, I am a great singer, so recognition, and I want the results of this. I am a great talker, I am a great writer, I am a great physician, I am a great lawyer, whatever it is. Or I am doing service. This mamakara and ahankara is the two great obstacles for a spiritual seeker. Swami, there is a nice episode to illustrate that. So one time, I remember there was... Swami used to go to the houses of people in those days, many years ago. So this one devotee from Delhi invited Swami. Swami, please come when you come to Delhi to our house. And Swami said, your house? So then he realized his mistake. Oh, no, Swami, our house. So, 50-50% partnership. Then he said, no, Swami, your house, he said. Then why are you inviting me to my house? So the message to say that is, don't think you own something. Everything is the trust of God. So everything belongs to Him. So you should have that enjoyership and attachment you should not have. Another thing is how I am doing. So one of the senior devotees from USA, they took a group of people for a drama. They've enacted the drama in Prashantinalayam. Those days it was in Purnachandra. There's a beautiful drama. All the devotees enjoyed it, and Swami was also very happy. So it was very happy for this man who really put together the leader, the whole play. So he was sitting in the veranda. So next day Swami comes to him and tells him, the play was very good. Everything that was done very well. Your group was good. Who was the director for the play? Swami asked. He is a very long-time devotee. He was very astute, smart. Swami, you are the director for the play. You are the director and you are the producer. He gave the right answer. Then Swami said, what about you? What did you do? He says, just I'm an assistant, Swami, he said. Swami said, I don't need any assistance, he said. So, because he can do everything. So this is to show how this mamakara and ahankara, these are the things what, if you want the purity, I said, first get rid of finding faults. Second is getting rid of this mamakara and ahankara. Third is, we have these six enemies, you know that, desire, anger, greed, lust, attachment, pride and jealousy. Of them, three things Swami talks about. One is desire, anger and greed. Swami says, just because of desire, Ravana was ruined. The whole Ramayana was on the basis of his wrong desire Ravana had. And the whole Bhagavata, where the Hiranyakashipu, he was having that anger and hatred. So whole Bhagavata is that, how he was ruined. And then the greed, Duryodhana, he was so greedy, even he wanted to give a part of the land to his brothers. So he wanted everything for his own. That is why Mahatma Gandhi used to say, the whole world has enough resources for everybody's need, but not enough for the greed of even one single person. If you are greedy, nothing is enough. So this Duryodhana was greedy, and the whole Mahabharata was on the basis of this, the whole clan was destroyed. So he is the example how these are all great people, Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, in the worldly achievements, Duryodhana, but they were all destroyed themselves and their clan because of these weaknesses. But unfortunately in this age, Swami says, we have all the three in one. We have desire, we have anger, and we have greed. So how much more disastrous it will be. So he says we need to watch. We talked about in the morning the desire. The Swami says, man minus desire is equal to God. If you are desireless, you are divine. We won't be, even all of us won't be born here if we didn't have desire. Because of unfulfilled desire, we had some karma, we are born. So this time, what Swami says is, I know Swami says, if you say desireless, nobody will even go to Prashanti Nilaya. Swami says, kind, have ceiling on desires. Cut down your desires. Swami says, we want to have money. He says, have enough. How do he give a beautiful example? Money, he compares to what? Shoes. If the shoes, because you have money, you buy a big shoes, you will fall down. If you don't have money, you small shoes, is too tight, it will be painful. Similarly, in life, money, you need enough to meet your needs. Beyond that, it won't serve your purpose, it will cause you more worry. So Swami says, ceiling on desires. And also when you want to earn money, he says, earn money on the righteous means. That is why there are four Purusha Arthas. Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. So, but most of the people nowadays, Swami says, concentrate not on the first Dharma, then they don't concentrate on the last Moksha, but they concentrate in the middle two. Artha and Kama, desires and money. That's all people are interested. But Swami said the solution is simple. Dharma, Artha, combine it. Earn money, nothing wrong, by righteous means. Kama and Moksha, the desire you should have is desire for God, desire for liberation. Swami says you should have that intent, desire for liberation. That is what we should have the means to do that. So there is nothing wrong to have desire, but have ceiling on desire and have the direction, the desire for God. And anger, and Swami says anger is the greatest enemy for a spiritual seeker. He says, why do we get angry? When our desires don't get fulfilled. The whole root is the desire. So when you don't, but the anger can really cause, we all know that as there are physicians, it can cause your blood pressure go up, it can cause you heart disease, it can make your diabetes worse, it can cause many, many health, mental and physical problems. Actually, one of my nephews, he was about 35 years old in India, so he was in politics, his father was being criticized, he was only 35, and he got so mad, his father being criticized, he took a nearby chair, he took like this, just dropped dead. Really, he had the demand, how anger can kill you. And recently, I have seen one of my patients in California too. So anger, Swami says, will poison our, one bout of anger, in Swami's discourse, you can see, it will poison our blood for 3 months. Swami said, your white cells and red, they all change, they get poisoned. So this is not a scientific study, but Swami is above all scientists. So he said that blood will get poisoned. But you can be angry at one thing. You can be angry at yourself. Why I am not having more love for God? Why still I am having these impurities? So anger, instead of directing for others, try to direct yourself, why can't I do more intense sadhana? Why can't I be more pure? Why should I have the impurities? That is the way Swami said you should direct your anger. And the greed, as I told you already, we are all caught up this worldwide web, wealth, wealth, wealth. So you should not have that greed. Swami says, try to have enough so that it meets your needs. But you can have greed for one thing, greed for God. I want, as that song said, I want to see more and more His form. I want to listen to more and more of His glories. I want to talk more and more about Him. And I want to go do more and more my sadhana. So that kind of greed should have. The whole thing is all these negative things turned towards the positive things. This is what we should do. To get the purity, we need to get rid of these negative things. Finding faults with others and getting rid of our ahankara and mamakara, getting rid of the six foes. Then what should we do? What should we do to develop that? How to develop purity, positive things? One is reading and listening to the leelas of the Lord. That is really a beautiful thing. That is what we are doing here. Is you had nice singing the glories of God this morning. Then we had nice stories of Swami. Nice food, calling it prasadam. So just this holy fun. We call that Charles Penn used to call holy fun. You still have the same food, singing and talking about stories. But this is all centered around God. Because, you know, in the story, Vedavyasa, the one who had the 18 Puranas, he codified the Vedas, and he wrote the Pancham Mahaveda, which is Mahabharata. After doing all this, he was not happy. His mind was agitated, because he wrote the Mahabharata, which contains the essence, two greatest scriptures, Vishnu Sahasranama and Bhagavad Gita. These are the two greatest scriptures. They are there in Mahabharata. But he was still agitated because his mind focused on the bad deeds of Kauravas and Pandavas. It is a lesson for us. Such a great sage was agitated listening to this. So we should never listen to any bad things. So he was unhappy. So he was sitting on the shore of the river. And meanwhile, the celestial sage Narada comes. He asks, Swami, I want a solution. My mind, I am not calm, agitated. He said, you did one thing, didn't do one thing. That is, you didn't sing the glories of God, leelas of the Lord. Write down the Bhagavata. That is how he writes Srimad Bhagavatam. She writes Bhagavatam, which is the divine sport, leelas of the Lord. That is what, that is the Shirdi avatar, Shirdi Baba used to say, you don't need to do any other sadhana. Go on recollecting the divine sport, divine leelas of the Lord. That itself will give you jnanam. Even our Swami says, Bhagavatam is something which is no beginning, no end. Because it gives you, when you read Bhagavatam, it gives you bhakti, devotion, jnanam, wisdom, vairagyam, the renunciation, detachment, tattvam, know the real nature of God, mukti, finally liberation. As he said, I came to give you the secret of liberation itself. So that is the Bhagavatam. It gives you devotion, bhakti, ga, jnanam, va, vairagyam, ta, tattvam, mu, mukti. So you should dwell into the whole, dive deep into the Swami's leelas and divine sports. That is why when the King Parikshit, he was dying of the curse, what was he prescribed? Just Shuka came and 7 days, he listened to Bhagavatam and he got the mukti. 7 days. So if you have that intensity, it can happen. But what you need in spirituality, Swami says, is intensity. Like that is why I was talking to Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa said, if you have a pure heart, he assured, in 3 days, you cry for God, God will appear before you. He says, just 3 days. But nowadays people cry for family, children, grandchildren, or a job, or a wealth, name, funny, fame. Who cries for God? Really, if you cry for God, in 3 days, God will appear before you. But our Swami is so kind, he doesn't want us to go for 3 days. How much time, he said, you need to think about? See that everybody is in tune. Very good. Just 11 seconds. This is 2007 youth conference. Swami says, 11 seconds. It shows how fickle our mind is. 11 seconds you intensely think about me, I will be present there. Just intensely. That intensity should be there with the purity. Purity and intensity if you have there. That is why I once asked Swami, we have so many times darshan, we have interviews, blessings. What is not happening that we are not liberated? Because you didn't do enough preparation. You should have purity. Like Shabari, Swami gave the example. How many times did she see Rama? Only one time she sees Sri Rama. She merged. Because she did so much preparation for that, she was pure. The minute she sees Sri Rama, she merged with him. So we need to have that purity. And for that, you need to have these leelas of God. Another important thing for developing this purity is holy company, satsang. We should have, Swami says, tell me your company, I will tell who you are. Swami gives the example, there is a dust. It doesn't have a wing to fly. With the wind, it goes up. With the rain, it goes down. The company, the rain, it goes down the dust. With the company of the wind, it goes up. It doesn't have a legs to go down, and it has a wings to fly. The company it has. And Swami gives another example. You have paper. Somebody folds some pakodas or fish in that. And even though it is empty, it's still that paper will smell of that. And if you cover it in jasmine flowers, rose, it will smell of that. So the company you keep is very, very important. That is why, like the robber Ratnakara became a Valmiki, because he came in the company of sage Narada. Same thing, Angulimala, who was the decoy and used to hurt people, in the company of Buddha, he became a great saint. So the company you keep is very important. And there is a joke, Swami, one time as I was telling, we were going to Kodaikanal, Swami goes in the car first, and behind the Swami's car goes the students in the bus. So they were going there, and Swami wanted to make the students happy. So at one point, he told them the car to stop, and he got down, and he was with the students in the bus. After they were going on, and then Swami goes through many towns, and people have these pandals to receive Swami. And people on the way, they were all throwing the flowers, garlands in the car. Swami was not sitting in the car. And then where the Swami was in the bus, nobody was bothering. Swami was joking, see the company? So the company of me, the car even getting recognition, and everybody is worshipping. And here in your company, they are ignoring even God. So just to drive a lesson, the company you keep is very, very important. We need to just, that is why Swami says the greatest example is Karna. He was known for his sacrifice, generosity, charity, valor, everything. But he was in the bad company, and that was the end of it. Same thing, the great Bhishma, he supported that. He was a great sage and saint and a warrior. But the downfall was he was on the side of wrong people. So we should be very careful choosing the company. It is not only the company of the people. Swami says everything has vibrations. Company of places. The places we visit is very important. So for example, you go to Las Vegas and you want to think about God. Yes, if you are a Sri Ramakrishna, because everything is divine. Divine. Swami says even the liquor, people, everything is divine. But we are still not at that stage. In Las Vegas, you know, people try to gamble, go for shows. If you go to Prashantinilayam, or you go to Jerusalem, you go to Makkah, Medina, any of these holy places, automatically you think about God. Places have the vibration. Even in your own house, if you go to the kitchen, you want to grab something and eat. You go to the puja room, you want to meditate. You go to the library, people are reading, you want to. So every place has its vibration. That is why it is better. That is what Swami Vivekananda used to say, in your house also, choose a particular, God is everywhere, but choose a particular corner where you go on doing some sadhana, that place assumes the vibration. For the place, Swami gives the beautiful story of Lakshmana. You know Lakshmana, the brother of Sri Rama. So he gave away the kingdom. He goes along with his brother. He didn't sleep for 14 years. He was away from his wife. So this man of real love for God, real sacrifice. So he was going through the forest along with Mother Sita and Sri Rama. At a particular place he comes. He says, what am I doing here? Why am I going with you? I better go back. Am I foolish? He went on talking. And Mother Sita was surprised. But Sri Rama, being the omniscient Lord, he knows everything. He was smiling, laughing. He was going on proceeding. So Lakshmana says, I would rather go back to the kingdom. I am doing wrong thing, following you and all that. Then after a while, then he realizes his mistake. After going for a while, he falls at the feet of Sri Rama, says, Brother, forgive me. I don't know what I talked about. So I must be done the greatest mistake. Give whatever punishment you want. Then Sri Rama says, that is not your fault, my brother. That is the fault of the place. That is the place where these demons and demonesses were harboring that Thataki and they were all there. So the vibrations of that place affected a great devotee like Lakshmana, who was embodiment of love for Rama and embodiment of sacrifice, to show us that we should be, as a spiritual seekers in the beginning, we should be careful to the places where we visit. We should always be surrounded by good people. Go to good places, because that is why the pilgrimages, the reason people recommend all the religions is because those are the places where sincere seekers, saints have thought about God for so many years. So there the place is saturated with the vibrations for love of God. So we also will get the imbibe those vibrations. So we should be careful about the places. And third thing Swami says is, you should be careful about the things you have. Even, for example, if you have a japamala, probably you like, Swami gives, you like to do the japam. If you have a pen, you like to scribble. If you have a sword or a knife, that is why Jesus said, the one who has sword will die by sword. Even the guns people have, we have seen. So always be careful what you have. So these are all have the vibration. To develop purity, we should watch these things. Another thing Swami emphasizes, the purity is purity of the food and purity of speech. It's very important. This is because every one of us, whatever we do or not, eat twice or three times a day, right? Is there anybody who is completely living on air? Probably Swami can. Because talking about that, I remember this was beginning. So I was with Swami in the interview room. And then I was new to Swami. I was in the beginning those days, we want to give every picture and book for Swami to sign. So I gave a book for Swami to sign. So meanwhile, lights went off in the interview room. I said, my God, how can he sign if the lights are not there? Then Swami looks at me and tells me, I can see even that ant crawling there. He says, shows the omniscience. He knows what my thought process is. And meanwhile, the lights came. And then I said, Swami, you are God. You can see everything. Swami says, no, my ahara and vihara, my food and habits are responsible for my youthfulness. That's why then he said, you see, you're only 30s, you're losing hair already, you're getting bald and you're wearing glasses. You see, I don't wear glasses, my hair is full. So remember the jokes, in 60th birthday of Swami, so Professor Kasturi was there, so he was supposed to give a talk. So he was talking and then said, Swami, everybody is ready for your birthday. There were all preparations going on. How many people here attended 60th birthday? It was very grand, beautiful. Yeah, good. So a lot of people, blessed souls. There is wonderful festivities. And then Professor Kasturi said, Swami, everybody is ready. Only you are not ready. So everybody was wondering. Because for 60, you don't have balding. You are not wearing glasses, you don't wear dentures, no gray hair. How are you ready for 60? So that way, because the reason is, because he is watching his ahara and vihara. Swami says, the food is very important for a spiritual seeker. The purity of the food, to have the purity of the mind, purity of the essence of the food is the one which is responsible for our mind. Mind is a bundle of thoughts. So Swami says, the food, the first thing is, a lot of times we should say, is the food necessary first? That means, eat only when you are hungry. Sometimes we are all on seafood diet. Just to see the food, we would like to eat. Just see whether we have hunger. Swami says, food is like the medicine for the disease of hunger. You should see that. So first you should see whether it is necessary to eat. If it is necessary to eat because we are hungry, the quantity we eat is very important, Swami says. So you should have even sattvic food. If you eat too much, it will make you tamasic. So you should eat the right. One time students, Swami, they asked, what are you having? They said, Swami, we are having yogurt, milk. So Swami says, even that will become tamasic if you eat in large quantities. So quantity is, and just eat the moderate amount. Then I asked Swami, how do you know moderate amount? Because somebody may be big, somebody child, somebody young. How do you know moderate? I had the question, how do we know the right amount? Then Swami said, very cute, everything has practical answer. Swami says, before you sit down for eating, you are very light, but you are hungry. After finishing eating, you should be same light, but you shouldn't have hunger. That is the only difference. You shouldn't feel heavy. Oh, I can't get up now. My God, so I ate so much. It is up to here. So that means we overate. Second thing Swami said is, whenever after eating, you feel thirsty, you want to drink more water or something else, then also you have overeaten. So it is important to just watch the mod. Because right now, not only for spiritual reasons, even for medical reasons, the biggest problem in this country all over the world is obesity, overweight problem. Actually, almost 1 in 3 Americans is considered to be overweight. And I have seen people who are teenagers who have diabetes and blood pressure. So sad because of not following this dietary habits. And more important than this is two more things. Swami says the food, the quality is important. That means, how is it earned? If it is earned by righteous means or not. If you earn money in a wrong way and buy the food, that will affect the vibrations and that won't fit. So you should make sure the food is earned right way. And the person who cooks the food, that also Swami says vibration. That is why in general Swami discourages people to go out in the restaurants, eat. It is better to know people who have cooked the food because they have subtle vibrations in the going into the food. And Swami tells a beautiful story about that. Swami says there was a one nice monk. He was there, but they live by taking, going to different places and get the food. So then he went there to their house, and that lady has given the good food and ate. After eating the food, he took a spoon from there, put in his pocket and left. He's such a great man, monk. Then he, after going back to his monastery, he realized, my God, what did I do? I stole the things. So he went back, gave the thing to them and said, I am sorry. Then they said, Swami, it's not your fault. The day the lady of the house did not cook, there was somebody else who came, and that lady has a habit of stealing things. So to show how the vibrations of that will affect, these are all very subtle things, but Swami says, that is why we need to be very careful. And also the company which you keep when you are eating. Swami said, some people who are talking all negative things, bad things, critical things, that will affect your vibrations and digestion. You should be very careful. And also don't watch TV. A lot of people eat and be watching TV. Swami says, television is television. That will poison your things. Just focus on what you eat. It will go into the system. So it is very important. But sometimes we don't have control of that, with whom you eat, where you eat. Then ultimately we all do that, food prayer. So Swami says, chant Brahmarpanam, Gayatri. You will try to get rid of all the negative vibrations. The same food, which is regular food, will become prasadam. Once you chant food prayer, that is God's gift, His vibrations, God's divine vibrations will be there. So they will neutralize all this negative vibration. But still, we need to take the precaution of the purity of the food. Because all these negative tendencies are very subtle. As I was telling you, the anger, jealousy, we think, my God, we conquered that. These are all subtly hindering. Swami tells a nice story about that. How these negative things, oh, I conquered anger, I conquered attachment, we think, they come in your background of your mind. Swami gives the example of this thing. There was one man who was easily short-tempered. He used to get angry very easily. So then he realized his problem because he's a spiritual seeker. So then he went for contemplative life to some caves and Himalayas and came back. He was very calm. But his friend, they knew this guy's weakness. He says, now I conquered anger. He says they were happy. In general, but still he didn't conquer anger. Still he had a pieces of that. He says, my friend, come on, how can you conquer anger? I said, no, I did conquer. No, come on, you didn't. Then he said, no, I conquered. He said, no, come on. Then he said, no, I said how many times I should say I conquered. So it came out because it is there in that subtle level. Same thing with the attachment. Swami gives an example. There was a king. Because those days the kings used to give up everything after they are 60, go to Vanaprastha, contemplative life. So he gave up his kingdom, he gave up his family, he went to a forest, he used to be contemplative. And then he used to sit on a stone and always meditate. So one day when he went to the bath and came back, somebody else was sitting on the stone. He got so mad, how can you sit on my stone, how can you sit on my seat? He says, sir, he wanted to teach a lesson, God in the form. You gave away your kingdom, you gave away your family, you gave everything. Now you got attached to the stone. What is the difference? So this is another attachment. Because these attachments are very subtle. That is why Sister Teresa of Avila, I talked about morning Spanish saint, she used to, even the Bible, which when they used to read, don't use the same Bible. She used to let the nuns change the Bible. And we see that even Prashanthi Nilayam, you should see in the veranda and some places, some of the senior devotees, we go in the pot, almost they will burn to ashes. They will look at you, my seat, how dare you sit that? So this is, it is not a joke, it is a very serious problem. So this attachment, I have seen elderly devotees, 30-year devotees, almost sometimes fist fighting, which is sad. But this attachment is very subtle. That is why Swami says, be careful. Swami tells a nice story. There was a husband and wife. They were very generous people. They are known to give good hospitality and their friends or anybody. So somebody else knew their weakness. So somebody come as a guest to their house. He was supposed to stay for 2-3 days. But these people are so nice, he extended his stay for 1 week. He was getting three meals, nice snacks, tiffin, everything. They thought, this guy is not leaving. So they said, let us cut the meals from 3 to 2. So they just gave him only the lunch and dinner, nothing else. Still he is not leaving. So then they cut down to only 1 meal a day. They doesn't leave. So my God, this guy doesn't. He went on for weeks to months and this is prolonging. They didn't know. They told many things that they doesn't want to leave. Finally, the husband and wife, they thought, game plan. Okay, let us start fighting so that this guy will know. He will make this situation in the house so miserable, he will leave. So they started fighting really. Then this guy got scared, this guest, he packed his things, he left. Then they were so happy and relieved, rejoicing. The wife said, what a great actress you are, you did a wonderful job. She says, no, you did a better job. She was praising, mutual appreciation. They're very happy. And meanwhile, they get a knock on the door. They said, open, who is that? This guest, I am acted even better, I am back, said the guest. So the guest was back. So why Swami says this lesson is, these things, negative things, this anger, attachment, all these things we thought, oh, I'm happy, I've got rid of it. Because in the puja room, we are all saints. But when you have confrontation in our workplace, home, organization, when people are rubbing on the wrong side, that is the time when you know how much we got rid of our negative things. That is very important. That is why Swami says, how you talk, even the speech, there is purity of speech. Another thing Swami says is very important to for a spiritual seeker. The speech also, like I said, first thing Swami says is, like, whether it is necessary to talk or not. If it is not necessary to talk, don't talk. So Swami says, you can never improve on silence. Speech is silver, silence is golden. First is it necessary? Talk only when it is necessary. This is metabhashitvam. Swami says, God's one of the names is metabhashi. Talks just the right amount, right time. Second is, if you have to speak, you should make sure it is truthful speaking. You should tell only truth, otherwise don't speak lies. But if it is truth also, only should be sweet and soft. So you should not be, because it is truth, don't speak the harsh truth and don't make it too loud. Some people, the voice itself is grating, so they're so too loud and boisterous, vociferous, and they're very harsh. So you should be sweet and soft. And then whenever you're talking, just don't talk for the sake of talking. Is it helpful to others by your words? You should help others by your words, not just saying some words. You have to say something or say something to say. You should have something to say rather than say something. Because sometimes people also ask questions, say something just for the sake of. Swami says, is it helpful to others by your talk? And then be concise and brief in the points you want to do that. So this is the purity of speech. Swami says, these are all the various things we need to observe when you have these things. So best thing is to practice these things. And easiest and best, as we talked about, is Namasmarana. Always chant God's name. This is this time-tested method. In all religions, let it be Christianity, Judaism, and Muslims, and Hindus, everybody, the time-tested thing is repetition of God's name. But do it, God's name, with love. Swami says, you should do it, saturated with love, bhava, then it gives you that happiness, and then you develop that sweetness for the name, and then taste for the name. So once we have, there are great sages, just by chanting name itself, God itself, they have realized the thing. This is the ways you develop the purity. When we get this purity, then we know our real nature. That is, we are divine. That is the thing we ultimately just know, that everything is done by God's will. Then you completely surrender to Him. It says, Lord, thine will be done, not mine. Everything you know, it happens by His will. Ultimately, the ultimate word in spirituality, Swami says, is surrender, sharanagati. That is why even Sri Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, after saying everything, he says at the end, sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam raja ahantva sarvapapebhyo moksha ishyami ma suchaha. He says, just completely surrender to me. Sarvadharman parityajya. You just don't worry about any of your duties, because the highest duty is to love God. Mamekam sharanam raja. Just only surrender to me. That is why it is not a partial surrender. Complete surrender. Mamekam, he said. Just only to me. Then what will he do? Ahantva sarvapapebhyo moksha ishyam. Yes, all your sins are, the minute you surrender, your sins are God. Moksha ishyam. I will give you moksha. So one time I remember I was with Swami. I said, Swami, this spiritual path is hard. So inquiry is hard. So then Swami took the handkerchief. He says, holding is hard. Letting go is easy. So let God in. So he said, then I said, quoted Swami. Swami, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tamyena mam upayantite. In Krishna says in Gita, people who worship me, love me and do my bhajan, I will give them buddhi yoga. So I wanted a shortcut. I said, Swami, instead of doing this inquiry, which is a hard path, path of jnana, just I will do your bhajans. You give me buddhi yoga. Will you do? Swami thought, he says, yes. If you have that kind of faith, I will give it to you. We need to have that complete, intense faith. Whatever he does, he will take care of that. So we should have that. You heard of the Arjuna and Sri Krishna, how Arjuna, when they were going, how the bird, he say, Swami, it is a sparrow, it is a owl, it is a cock. Everything, he says, yes, you should have that complete faith. When you have complete faith in God, just he takes care of everything. I remember a devotee, he's from South Africa. So he used to come for darshan. He's wonderful. He speaks well. He sings Swami's nice poems. So he was sitting in the darshan. I was with me. And Swami used to tell, hey, man from Fiji. And this went on for a few days. He's from South Africa. I know him. And every time Swami says Fiji. And he doesn't say one word. I said, why don't you tell Swami, Swami, I'm from Fiji. So I'm from South Africa, not from Fiji. He says, if Swami says I'm from Fiji, either must be Fiji in my previous life or in my future life. My God, salutations to you. I said that kind of, some people have that kind of faith. Because if you have that faith and completely surrender to God, He will take care. That is why Swami says the whole thing is complete surrender. We do what we call partial surrender. Like the example of Draupadi. So when she was being humiliated in that public place, being disrobed, so just she went on calling for elders first to help her. They didn't help her. Then he called her husbands. They couldn't do anything to her. Then she was used. So this is the life for us too. First in life, we struggle. We want the help from the family. We want the help from the elders, help from the friends, nobody helps. Then finally she relied on her own effort. She tries to call Krishna at the same time holding her sari. So still Krishna, Sri Krishna didn't come. Then finally she said, Lord, only you can save me. Just both hands up. Complete surrender. Then the Lord in his infinite grace comes and showers the endless saris. So Swami says, you should have that complete surrender, not partial surrender. Thine will be done, not mine. Like that example, another surrender is Lakshmana. Swami again talks about Lakshmana. When they were going in the forest, so then they were going, Rama asks, so we need to rest a place. So they need to place a hut. So they see, Lakshmana asks, brother, where shall I put the hut? So wherever you like, you put it. Then Lakshmana gets upset, starts crying, fall. Why are you talking like that? So Mother Sita doesn't find anything wrong. What is happening? Why is he crying? So Rama knows the whole thing. You ask him. He says, brother, when do I have my own will? Whatever you will, I do that. You tell where to put. I never have my will of my own. So completely surrender to the divine will. Completely whatever he does is completely implicitly obey. That is why Swami says the greatest service you can do in the morning, I told you, is implicitly, immediately, completely obey my command. So implicitly, immediately, completely obey his command. What is his command? What is his command? He says, Divya Atma Swaruplara. Every discourse, either he says Divya Atma Swaruplara or Prema Swaruplara. So he is repeatedly reminding us, like the song he says, remind me, my Lord, oh, remind me. So what all he is reminding us, we are that embodiments of Atma. We are that embodiments of the divine love. But we forgot. So he came us to remind us of our true nature. Because when we get rid of the things, when we realize that, then we completely surrender. Then we are happy. I remember this professor, this was a few years ago. You know, in Puttaparthi, it's known for sometimes birds come and the birds drop on you. So once, during one of our visits, my son-in-law, he was sitting every time, poor guy, every darshan he was getting. Sometimes you get one time, but like a repeated episode, every darshan he was getting. He was frustrated. He said, my Swami must be mad with me, or he all imagination, and I am not doing something right. All this was bothering him, was agitated, even though it simply clean and goes away. But how your mind works, he was not happy. Then we were happening, this is divine plan. We were going out, and then he was trying to clean in the near the tap. Then there is a professor, even now he is working in Prashantinilayam. He was telling about, we were talking about this. Then he says, oh, I want to tell you a story about these birds. Excreta. He says, what is that? So, one Swami was going for darshan and they chant the Upanishad. You know Taittiriya Upanishad. People, do you know Taittiriya Upanishad? That is which has got the Shichavali, Anandavali, Brahmavali and all those things. This is one of the very important Upanishads, and they chant it in front of Swami. Actually, the reason it came Taittiriya Upanishad is Taittiriya birds are the one we chant because there is a vomit of one of the sages, Yajnavalka. These birds eat it and then the knowledge comes out in the form of the Upanishad. So they were chanting that. So there is about the birds. So these birds, big poop was there, the excreta was there on the floor. Swami was going darshan at the time. Swami looked at it and just said, Swami was jokingly said, that is prasad. And then this particular professor took the whole thing, put it in his mouth and ate. Even the students, they were all shocked. Just he took the whole thing, put, because Swami said prasad. And then Swami said, this is surrender. That means unquestioningly whatever God says, he just completely believed it, obeyed it. No, you don't use logic. That is because God is beyond logic. That is why yato vacho nevartante aprapya manasasaha. God is the one who transcends the comprehension of the mind and the verbalization in the speech. He is something to be experienced. For that, you need that complete implicit obedience and surrender. There are so many great, wonderful devotees like that I know of. There was one devotee I know from Vizag in Andhra Pradesh. he was doing a lot of work for Swami, and he had only one son. That only one son, he died. So when he comes to Prashanti, and Swami was, because he liked this devotee so much, he called him for the interview. Swami tries to console him. So don't worry, he is with me. Swami says, no, Swami, he is yours always. You gave, you took away. Thank you for Swami. See, Swami wanted to show what devotion is. It reminds me of the Job of the Old Testament. People who have read Job of the Old Testament, he had everything and he had divine grace. But people said he has everything, that is why he loves God. But God wanted to show his devotion. God took away his family, God took away his cattle, God took away his property, even took away his health. But Job was never upset. He says, God hath given, God hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Allah diya, Allah liya. Even Muslim says, just God gives, God takes away. Then you develop that equanimity. Whatever happens, happens by God's will. This is for my good. The Swami says this is like a spiritual formula. Whatever happens, happens by God's will, and that is for our good. There is a nice story for that also. I think a lot of, some of you may know that, but it is worth repeating. So this is a king and a minister. So this king and this had this wise minister. He's a nice minister. He says same thing what I said. Whatever happens, happens by God's will. That is for our good. He used to say it was working out good because it's happening. But this time it happened to the king. King cut his finger. So king cut the finger and the minister says, look, it is for your good. The king got upset naturally. How can you say this is for my good? So he tell the soldiers, put this guy in the jail. So they put him in the jail. And this king used to love go for hunting. He has been. And he always used to take his minister for hunting. So he went that time, he went deep in the forest. And unfortunately, his soldiers were not around. So he was caught by these tribal people. And these tribal people, they do the worship of this tribal goddess. And they offer the human sacrifice up, they think is the best to please the goddess. So they took this king. They wanted, they gave him a nice ceremonial bath, took him there, and then presented to their king and wanted to just offer to the mother goddess. Then they took there, then they right away were ready to sacrifice him. They found his one of the fingers is deformed. So they said, this is not a right candidate for the offer, because for God, you offer the best fruit, best flower, best offer. So this is not a best sacrifice. This is no good. Just leave him alone. Just let him go. So they let him go because this is... Then he remembered his ministers. My God, whatever... If this didn't happen, he would have been gone. So he goes back to this kingdom. He tells the soldiers, get that guy out of the prison. And he thanks, you are right. This was my good. But I have a doubt. Why is it good to be in the prison? He says, if I am not in the prison, I will be with you. I will be the perfect candidate. My head would have been gone because there is no deformity there. So to show the lesson, whatever happens, happens by God's will and for our good. We need to constantly, it is not easy, brothers and sisters, when we are going through trouble, physical, mental sufferings, it is not easy, but constantly by the divine grace, constantly pray to him, Lord, give me the strength to always completely surrender to you. Really, there is nothing to, Swami says, real surrender is nothing to surrender. He said, I give my mind, heart, soul. That is why that's Lord's prayer, you know, the Lord the what in heaven, that is a Christian prayer. Our Swami has given the prayer to the students he wrote, which we all chant. Lord, take my hands, you know, all that whole. So you take my hand, take my soul, take my mind and thoughts, take my everything. So just, Swami says, nothing belongs to you for to take. So just to realize that everything belongs to God, that itself surrenders. So because nothing belongs to us, everything belongs to God. That kind of complete surrender. So then once we have this purity of the heart, then get rid of all our negative tendencies, nurture them with the positive things, and completely surrender to him, our goal is assured. Then he says, we got the secret of liberation. Thank you, Jai Sai Ram. See some pictures of Swami. So I'll show you some. we'll have a informal chatting, and this is like informal thing. If anybody have any questions, you can talk to me about this, and then we'll have question and answers. Okay, so before that, so this was the time I told we were in Kodaikanal with Bhagwan, and it was a blissful and heavenly time we had. We could spend morning to evening with him, listening to his wonderful words, and have his blessings and see all his leelas. This is in, Swami went to one house, this is Naidu's house, they temporarily arranged the jhula, and by turn we could sit his divine lotus feet and swing the jhula. He gave opportunity to sit his feet and swing the jhula. Interesting thing happened that time. Actually, my wife was not there anywhere close by. We were all upstairs, men. And she was in the kitchen cooking. There is some special dal with the spinach dal. And then Swami was eating. Suddenly Swami said, I know this Mrs. Reddy made. There are so many preparations to show his omniscience. Mrs. Reddy made this, ask her to come up. Then he went there, and then that was the blessing Swami gave. This is Swami took us, interesting thing, that 1994, we had picnic. Swami took us for a picnic, some students and some other guests. It is really an unforgettable divine experience. That time when we were going, so we got down, and then I was wearing my sport shoes. Swami did not have any shoes because this is all rugged place. So, and then Swami looked at me and showed my shoes and said like this, why shoes like this? Then right away I took out the shoes and I put in the car and I walked behind Swami along with the students. Swami didn't tell the students. Student had their shoes, and these, there were fine pine needles because there's a lot of pine trees there. There were a lot of pine needles. It looked like a very slippery thing. So many boys were falling. Then I thought, my God, Swami is so kind. He saved me from the falls, not only physical and spiritual falls. So he was doing that time. And another thing Swami did was, there were people, these women who were carrying the firewood on their head. And then Swami wanted to give money. That is why Swami is so generous. So Swami gave them, wanted some money. Then Swami showed his robe. You see, I don't have any pockets. I don't have money. Narendra, do you have some money? I said, Swami, yes, I had wallet. I gave 100 rupees thing. And Swami gave it to the ladies. And then it shows whatever God you give. Right after the whole picnic is over, we went back to the house. And Swami says, take this money. And he gave me 500 rupees note. I said, Swami, this is a good deal. 100 rupees becomes 500 in such a one day. If everything multiplies like that, that will be... Swami was laughing. So how? One is his love for people. When he sees somebody, poor people, spontaneously he gives. And how... He shows whatever you take, you give back. And God, whatever you give, your time, energy, money, it comes back hundredfolds. This is also in the picnic he was, the devotees he was taking. And there, Swami was playing games like this thing. Swami, there were, I don't know what they call in India, the game, they take a basket, they put little cheats writing what to do. What is the game? Damcha. Damcha, huh? And then you take that, and then that person has to sing, like I had to sing a song. Somebody else has to dance, do all that. And one time Swami himself was reading that. Then one of the boys said, Swami, you're not supposed to tell. You have to look that. They were teaching. So Swami becomes a child among children. That is the beauty of Swami is. Even though he's divine, at the time he acts like that, and he was playing the beautiful cymbals. And next moment, see that, you can see it, he materialized that Hiranyagarbha lingam. He materialized that lingam there, just with the wave of the hand. And then he showed to all of us. And then he covered with a kerchief, handkerchief. And after a while, you don't see it. So he made it go back. This is the lingam. This is the one I'm talking about this morning. Plums from the bougainvillea vine. So just he took and then plucked the plums and he gave to the students, and that night, next morning I had the plums on the nightstand. This is cute. It's really Swami's one. She materialized this pendant for a woman, And just it has got Swami's picture on that and with a little pin. And then he wanted to show them how to put that pendant on himself. Practical demonstration. Then he gave it to that lady. So how to put on. These are the, some of the women guests who are there. And the back you can see Mrs. Ratan Lal. So she is the one who cooks for Swami. And there's next to her is Mrs. Sinclair. She was there at that time. This is something else. Swami materialized the pendant. This is in the house. This is called Sai Shruti, where Swami says he materialized the pendant of Sita's time. And he was showing this. And then when she was showing this, he was passing around. So everybody was so focused. Nobody was thinking about Swami at all. Then he says, what can I do? People are interested in the hand that creates. Forget about who is doing that. So sometimes we get caught up in this whole phenomenon rather than the creation, rather than focusing on the creator. So that is the lesson. I remember another time Swami was there in the Kulwant Hall, the Rudrajyam. So people could see Swami's reflection in the Lingam. So everybody was focusing. Swami says, I am here. So everybody, just we get caught up in this outside phenomenon. So Swami says always, he is inside us. And here, that is how he plays hide and seek with us. So always don't get caught up in his maya. Swami's maya is very, very powerful. That is when God comes in human form, is deluding maya, it is very difficult. That is why even Sri Krishna says in Gita, Daivihyesha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya mameva ye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. Beautiful meaning. Daivihyesha gunamayi mama maya duratya. My maya, he says, not anybody's, is very difficult to cross. How do you cross it? Mameva ye prapadyante. Completely surrender to me. That is why I told you. Only by complete surrender, you get out of this maya. Once I was going with Swami in the car, this was 8 years ago. Swami said again, Yem Samacharam. I said, I have only one prayer, Swami. What is the prayer? Please don't confuse me with your world bewitching maya. I don't want to be caught in your maya. Please save me. Swami didn't say yes. He says, in Telugu, he said, Nuvu Vashishta Vishwamitra Jamadagnul Kante Gopavadava. He says, are you greater than Vashishta Vishwamitra and Jam? Because those great people themselves were fall prey to the maya. So that is my, it shows how we should be very alert and careful and with humility and love pray to him. Swami, please don't let me get caught up in that. This is another divine love. This is, I think, Valluri, Mr. Valluri was there during the time, the wedding time, right? You were like, this is my first daughter's wedding. Swami performed in 1995 in Vrindavan. Huh? Oh my God, he remembers. Correctly, yes, June 8, 1995. So actually, when it's interesting, when she was only about 10 years old, I have two daughters. Swami said, I will perform your wedding and I will do it with a military band, he said. You know, Swami sometimes teases the girls. So then how he did that, he sat throughout the wedding for almost 40 minutes. Right, Valuri? He was there for a long time, sitting and explaining the significance of marriage, what to do. And he's took a lot of photographs, blessing the couple. That is why Swami says, marriage is to merge. Otherwise, if you fight, it will be mirage. And then Swami's attention to detail. There is one thing we should admire. So this marriage, as I said, is June 8th. Swami fixed the date. How Swami is so particular? So I went there a month before. And then I showed the wedding card sample. Then Swami said, Swami's name should be in red. Bride's in red, bridegroom's red, everything else in blue. He gave. And then the time, he gave the June 8th and the timing. And then I said, after the wedding, the lunch, Swami, so don't put it. Anyway, people will, whether you ask or not, they want to stay for lunch, don't put. Then I said, Swami, when to come? Come on June 10th. I said, yes, because June 8th is the wedding. I said, 10th. Then Swami wanted to, Yes, Swami, I said, I'll come 10th. Then Swami said, no, I'm just joking. So don't come on 10th. Then the wedding is over. So come on 5th or 6th. Then I went just 2 days before, and the father of the bride, you know, going there, all these people were critical. So you see, you are coming like a chief guest. You are supposed to do all the preparations. You just go there 3 days before. You're coming as a chief guest. I can't tell. Swami told me to do that. But these people, all the senior devotees, misunderstood. I was really careless and coming just before. But Swami took care of so many details just 2 weeks prior to that wedding. And Mr. Narasimhamurthy, the previous warden of Vrindavan, Jogarao, they all said, what all Swami was talking about the marriage, to show he's the Lord of the universe, he can do anything with the wink of his hand, but how once he says something, we do it done, how he takes care of the details. He said he will arrange the tables. Usually people sit on the floor and eat. He arranged the tables, they should have tablecloth, and he says these waiters should wear gloves, because there are some devotees are coming from USA, America, they are particular that you should wear gloves. And what, how many suites you should have, where each one should sit. That is my brother next to me and my sister, where each one should sit. And he went around and blessing people. And after that, Swami made sure, because my desire was always to feed also the needy. So Swami arranged the Narayana Seva. He himself did, and let us do that. And military band, I didn't have a picture then. Subsequently, right after the wedding, there was a nice military band. So and then Swami said, see, I told you that time. We forgot all about it. But Swami never forgets. That is thought, word, and deed. Once you give some word to somebody, you need to keep it at all costs. That is Swami's love. This is one of the Gokulashtami times. Swami is feeding the bottle to the cows. This is the deer I was talking about. There was a deer, I told you, Swami gave the liberation. So this is in Vrindavan. Swami, one of the deers was sick, and Swami went up and came, and it kept its head on its lap. And this is our famous Sai Gita. Actually, I was there at the time of its, I don't know what it's, samadhi or funeral. So Swami himself came and sat there, made sure how the samadhi is dug, and first level what they should be kept, the flowers, and then kumkum, and the vibhuti. So made all the arrangements just as you would do for any saint. So that is why it has got nice samadhi. You know, when you go to Puttaparthi, you can see the samadhi of the Sai Gita. But Swami took, because he loved it as such a great devotee. One time Swami was joking with the students, because when the elephant was going, suddenly passed large amounts of urine. Swami, all these boys were running back. Swami says, take a spoonful of that urine, so it will give you more devotion like the Sai Gita. So just to show how much love it has for God, Swami was showing. And this is when I said, Jack and Jill, Swami's favorite dogs. And this is a long time ago. You see that I had those mustache. My wife made sure I get rid of that. And this is my parents. Somebody was talking about my father and mother. They live with us. My father is 90 and my mother is 86. And interesting, even there, my father is more like an Advaitic. So he says, you don't need to write a letter to Swami. Swami knows your thoughts, which is true. Swami knows everything. Why do you want to bother Swami? Swami knows. My mother used to bother him for everything. Swami, give me this, give me vibhuti. Swami gives the vibhuti package, he says, no, I want only your materialized vibhuti. I don't want this vibhuti. And one time Swami sent her some silk sari, Banaras silk sari. No, I don't like Banaras. I want Kanjipuram silk sari. Like that, she has that kind of demanding thing. And my father did not like that. He says that you should not bother Swami something. And when Swami called, she tells Swami, Swami, my husband says, I shouldn't demand you like this. I am bothering you too much. Swami said, no, that is his way. Your way is right for me. You do your way, let him do his way. To show that for devotees, each one has their own heart to heart. We can't compare why that person does like this, this person. Each one, we have that. But Swami, important is some youngsters are here. parents, Swami says, pay rent to them. That means they gave us the body, so we need to take care of our parents. Says, our me head do, blood do, duddu. So our head, our blood, our wealth, everything is because of our parents. So important is they are the living gods for us. We need to express gratitude to the parents, take care of them in the old age. Actually, one time, you know, Dr. G.V. Subbarao, he was working in the United Nations. His father is the one who brought that Sai Gayatri. He did the Hiranyagarbha Gayatri. When he was working in the UN, Swami told him, quit your job, come to serve your father in India. If you don't do that, Swami said, you have to take 7 or 10 lifetimes to repay the debt. So just he implicitly gave away his career job, came and took care of his father. So this is our important to remember how we should take care of our parents. And this is first time Swami was there. He gave us this lingam and showed how this control for the mind. Because Swami showed the lingam, on the top of the lingam is a moon, which moon is Chandrama Manasojata. Swami says it controls the mind. So you need to focus on the lingam. Automatically your mind will be easily controlled and senses. So he was giving the divine. And Swami's instruction, let me tell you, one time one of the devotees was telling me, oh, it is easy to be a devotee for Swami. It is hard to work for him. That time I was not working any closely. So I said, why does he say it is so nice to work for God? Then I realized working for God is not easy. Why? Because he is perfection. He is embodiment of perfection. And we have a lot of imperfections. As long as we have that, he will really great taskmaster. So it is very difficult to just satisfy Swami's expectations, because we need to be, Swami's attention to detail is unbelievable. Like I was talking about the youth conference, 2007. So before the youth conference is over, I was showing him the folders. And I gave him the folder, what with the bag we see. Swami has opened it up, took out the bag, took out the folder, and took the pen from the folder, and took the thing, opened it up, actually similar pen, and then took the notepad, and then wrote on the back of the notepad, not on the paper. See, I want to make sure this is working. And then he says, see, I didn't waste paper. He was writing on the back of the notepad. So every little thing, that means quality control. Anything is when you give, just make sure the quality is good, and thus you are not wasting anything. Every little detail Swami takes care. I remember when last year, as a chief guest, he invited Dr. Sandweiss, was the for the convocation last before year, the last year 2009. And then when we before he invited, amazing how Swami, every little details, where is he going to stay, who is going to pick him up at the airport, and what food is being provided, how he takes care of the guests. Just the Lord of the universe, he doesn't need to go into the detail, but to show us an example how we should take care of all the details. So he's the divine instruction, so it is not easy, but anyway, we do our best. But it is the greatest blessing, though, to work for Swami. So I told you that three signs of grace. What? Human birth, desire for God. Third is to have contact with God. But the highest grace, the fourth grace which a lot of us have, is to be able to work for God. To be able to work for God is the greatest grace anybody can have. So I know there's a lot of you who have worked for him, because Swami himself wrote a letter, I choose my instruments. No one can work for me unless I choose to. And he said, I have been preparing you for many incarnations to do this work of mine, to be my instruments. But he says, the minute the ego descends on you, my work stops. So be my instruments of my love and be grateful. So it is very important, just be grateful if he gives us opportunity to do work. But the only thing is, if you do good work, he will give you more. Sometimes you will get a sleepless. I used to write, when I was in the beginning, Tava Seva Ki Avasara Dido, just give me opportunity to serve. Every letter I used to write. So Swami didn't do. Then my wife said, you wrote so many letters. One time he bounced on you and gave all at once. So then, but it's wonderful though. He gives the energy and strength. This is the time of that inauguration of the hospital in 1991, how Swami's Vajja Sankalpa. So this is the Japamala. I was telling you should be careful about the things you process. So if you have Japamala, actually there is a little Japamala, small one, Swami materialized and gave to my mother. First they looked at it and then gave. And my mother, after a few days, she didn't find it. Then Swami again called after 4 or 5 days. Swami said, where is the Japamala I gave you, my mother? I would have said I would have lost it, but she was smart. Swami, you took it away. So she was bold to say you took it away. Then Swami materialized a big Japamala, huge one, instead of that huge one, because he was pleased with her answer for whatever it is. Huge one he materialized and gave. Now do regular Japam. This is Swami gave opportunity to at one time to sit at the, he says, this is Guru Purnima time, sit at my feet for 3 days in a row. That time it was very blessful. But there also you cannot be hypocritical. That time there was there, and every day there was some show. One day play. There was one play by the Bengalis about Ramakrishna Vivekananda. So the play was going on, I was enjoying the music. There was a nice song in Bengali, very nice, and I was nodding. And Swami said, why you are nodding? Said, Swami, music is good. Do you understand Bengali? When did you learn Bengali? That means don't try to be fake or just do it. Justices. Then I said, Swami, I like the music and the rhythm, I didn't understand. So with Swami, because he sees you through and through, you should be careful. And this is the Swami's blessing, the Padukas. So this, there everything in his thing. This is the Trayi Brindavan. This is where inside Swami has, this is his house, where they have the sessions inside, where Swami invites the students and the guests. And it is a really like a wonderful, people say like Parthi is like his office, Puttapa Brindavan was like his home, and Kodaikanal is like a playground. Here, see, Swami spends a lot of intimate moments with the devotees. This is the time they had one of the anniversary of the Trayi Brindavan. Swami invited some of us for the anniversary. And there, amazing how he takes attention. Swami invited few of us for the dinner, and he stood at the gate of the door to inviting each one of us, sit where each one should sit, and what somebody likes, oh, that person likes pickles. He said, oh, Narendra likes sweets, give him sweets. Somebody said Western were there, they can't eat spicy food, give them sandwiches. How he takes particular care for each individual. And then when we are leaving also, same thing. Till we leave, he stood there and bade farewell. That is the love of Swami, compassion of Swami, how he takes care. This is one of the Guru Purnimas. Actually, that is the time just before that Swami had a hip fracture. I was very much concerned and very pained. And then Swami calls me and said, see, I don't have pain. You people think you have pain. I am in always bliss. Somebody was asking, same thing happened when Swami was in the hospital in April. So one of the senior doctors was asking whether Swami was in pain. Swami said in Telugu, Naku emi bada ledu chepu nenu chala anandanga unnanu. That means I have no pain at all. Tell them I am in bliss. Because he transcends body consciousness. We identify with the body, but Swami is beyond the body. And there is anyway no time. Swami gave the Vitthala darshan also to some devotees. This is one time going with Swami in the car. And Swami is known for beautiful humor. So he was teasing about them and their wives, how they fight on the plane, what they were. That's why we were all laughing. How Swami was there on the plane. What is, that is my two son-in-laws. One is the husband, first, that is the one Swami performed the wedding, the first one here, and then the other one is Dr. Ram Shetty's son. And Swami was telling what goes on in their family and what they do even on the plane. So we were all laughing how Swami knows everything. And this is the one of the grandson, Swami Omkar himself, he was initiating into Pranava. And this is the time my mother was in Puttaparthi and she was in real pain because she has lumbar stenosis, she couldn't walk. And then she was almost bedridden. So Swami called her in and we were leaving, me and Haima were leaving on the day. And Swami said, we didn't expect to take my mother. She can't even walk. You see that support. How can we take? Swami says, take her with you. Oh my God, this is an order. So Swami, she's in so much pain, Swami. She can't take. No, she will sleep on the plane well. So no, Swami, it is not a flat bed in the plane. So you can't lie down flat. No, she will sleep. You have to take. And we don't even have a ticket. But Swami's command. He said that once Swami gives a command, you can't say no. So we went there. Went to, our grandchildren were there. We don't have a ticket. We could get a ticket from Bangalore to Singapore, but not onward. And Swami, we trusted him. We had a lot of tough time in Singapore. But then there's a big story. We got it. And then on the plane, Swami was right. She didn't get up till Los Angeles. Otherwise, we thought she would be so miserable. She was in so much pain. Every few hours, she was asking for pain medicine. How the divine words, what helps is his one word. So he says, she will be no pain, take her. So we took her back with us. This is the boy's, how he loves the kids. This is my mother. And then the ring. And I think I'm going beyond, what is 2:30? So right, is the time we end. Swami gave her a ring. And then that it has a ring with Swami's picture on the top of it. So she was telling Swami, the ring, your picture is gone. She wanted another ring. She's always very demanding. So she said, Swami, instead of saying, yes, I'll give you, he says, oh, it is, I'm from the formless, from the form, I went to formless. I went inside your heart. So because it is gone, so he says, instead of making you feel bad, I now have gone in your heart. So Swami, everything, how appropriate. One time, this one of the devotees, senior devotees, he had a 9-stone ring. Swami gives this Navaratna ring, 9-stone ring. So then there were 2 stones missing. So every time we go to Swami, he showed Swami, my 2 stones are missing, that time he said. Then he says, no, don't worry, 2 problems are gone. So that means it makes him so happy. And the identical thing, there was another devotee. He's a senior devotee, leader in the organization. He had the Navaratna ring, and there was only 1 stone missing. So he was feeling bad. So Swami, my stone is missing, Swami. Swami says, you did something wrong. That is why your stone was missing. This man went on an organization work to South America, and then he... one of the devotees tempted him, let us do business together. Swami says, never do business with the devotees. Don't get into money situations. So he wanted to do business. It fizzled out. It didn't work out. Then he says, no, Swami, I didn't do the business at all. He says, no, but you tried to do it. So Swami knows that you attempted to do it, even though you didn't do it. So that is why only 1 stone. Otherwise, whole thing would have been gone. So just simple thing, everything, even little rings, he has got so much message for each one. That is why this God typically is not just one for all. Each one, how he gives lessons is unique and amazing. And he's the divine architect. How my children, when they wanted to have a house built, Swami said where to put the puja room, where to do that. So Swami is, that is why he's the source of all knowledge. Like even when they were building the Sai Kulwant Hall, the L&T chairman Ramakrishna was telling me, so these engineers and architects, they didn't know where to put the pillars and it was not balancing out. And Swami exactly told where to be done and the whole problem was resolved. And same thing when they built the Whitefield Hospital, they had something with the architecture problem. He showed where exactly. So Swami is master of everything. It is not just because he's a source of all knowledge. There is a difference. Swami was talking about the handkerchief. He showed, this is our partial awareness. He says, Swami is total awareness. So whether it is medicine, whether it is architecture, geology, music, Vedas, he knows everything. That is because he is source of all knowledge. Actually, one of our doctor, it happened. So there was one of my friend's son. He had a calcium problem, parathyroid problem. When you have that, the only treatment is surgery. You can't do anything else. So I told Swami, this person has a calcium problem, parathyroid problem. Swami says, give some medicine. I said, my God, where there is medicine? I thought Swami is getting confused. He should have monkey mind. Between thyroid and parathyroid. Thyroid, there is medicine, no parathyroid. Then, just that time, in Europe, there is a medicine which was released for parathyroid called Sansert. So how Swami knows even intricate details about even medicine and every aspect. That is what, this is the Swami with us. This is the center where we have in Arcadia, where by Swami's grace, for the last 25 years, we are having devotional practices. And this is where I told you this morning, Swami's Omni Presence Book Center, where the air conditioning unit being established, that people, Swami, they say your boss was coming and checking out things. Okay, Sairam.